Max.
There you are. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who's this?
There we go. It's John with Local Splash.
Oh, hey, John. How are you?
Good, good, good. I was trying to talk to you.
I talked to my SEO guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really got me very confused about what he's doing and what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I am torn about doing the lead system, where you give me the leads.
Google Verified or Google Guarantee?
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you be torn about that?
Are they both the same?
Google Verified
Guarantee.
It's the closest thing you can get to a guarantee for your money.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Angie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Home Advisors.
Yeah.
What's that?
Said those guys.
Yeah, those guys. I gave them $1,500.
What?
That's their program. It's kind of like yours, the $800 that you wanted, to cover the leads.
Oh, Jesus, no.
And I've had problems with both of my first leads. So I went to get a credit on the second lead.
Right.
And they told me, I had a big problem. And they're, forget them, they're saying they're not giving me my money back. But
dispute it with your bank, and then also you can report them to the FTC. I was telling you, those guys rip everybody off, and then they try to delete everything and hold you hostage, and they just, it's unethical. If you just look up FTC versus Home Advisor, you could find articles of people who've reported them, and then they get reimbursed. They had to pay back like $7 million over the last like 6 months.
Right. So let's forget about them for a second, but that brings me to you.
Uh-huh.
So I've got a bad taste in my mouth, right? And so I wanted to read before I signed the contract. I want to be more informed because they had told me that you could cancel at any time and get a credit.
Uh huh.
But they mean when they said credit, they mean toward leads.
Their leads, yeah.
Yeah, a credit to me, credit is the credit goes back in your account, right?
Right.
That's what a credit to me means. So when they tell me you can cancel at any time, we'll give you a full credit, they're telling me if I don't want leads, they're going to give me more leads that I don't want.
I get you. I get them. I know how they work. I want to know where our concerns are here.
Well, where your concern is, so I went to the, before I signed the agreement, first of all, I talked to my SEO guy, the guy doing my website, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that, there's no advantage of being a part. So I'm in between, what he says, you says, that kind of thing. But anyway, I just want to be more informed. So I'm reading this thing.
Because you paid him already. He's not trying to lose money. So you got to understand that. Anybody that's like that is going to tell you.
Yeah, no. And I've dealt with the guy for 30 years. I mean, 25 years. I like the guy. He's been very good to me. He helped me make me a very incredibly successful business. So I can't.
Good friends are hard to come by. Yeah.
I just don't know how he, does it. And I'm confused. That's all.
Right.
So anyway, reading your fine print, your contract, and it's talking about the leads, and it says specifically that, and this is a problem I just had with Angie.
Mm-hmm.
I try contacting the customer. I text them, I email them, I call them multiple times over and over again. I don't want to spend my whole life, I'd rather be on the golf course, calling people and bothering people. And then when I finally do reach them, they say, hey, stop bothering me. You're calling me. I said, but the guy's being harassed by four different guys, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So in your program, that shouldn't happen because I'm being called, from the customer.
Right.
But the problem I have is it looks like if I text the customer back, or if I leave him an email or leave him a voicemail, that is considered contact. And I specifically said to you, if I don't talk, speak, vocal, with the customer, I don't have to pay for the lead. It doesn't say that in there. It says if I've emailed them, if I've voicemailed them, talked to them, or, you know, left them a message, that's considered a viable lead, and you would not get credit for that. And I don't want to be in a program like that. So I don't want to be in your program if that's the way it is. And I appreciate you telling me that's not the way it is, but I've had that problem with reps before telling me things and then finding out that, you know, I had a misunderstanding. So
no, I hear you. And I get it because it is like a kind of a fine line thing, the way that it's
well,
laid
it's in
out,
writing.
Right?
So if I go back to my credit card company and say, hey, they say, well, you signed this thing that said that. Why are you saying that that's not okay now?
Right. So let me be really transparent to you, okay? And hopefully I've been the whole time. I don't want to mislead anybody. Okay?
Thank you.
So the way it works, when you pass your background check, you'll get the prepay. You prepay 832. They guarantee you at least 13 leads for that 832, right? Now, sometimes if you don't answer the phone, but the customer is very adamant about working with you specifically, or they want the Google insurance that comes with picking a Google verified or a Google guaranteed contractor, they have the option to be put into your queue where they'll basically have a message. There'll be information there in your app and tracking system, and you can go in there and decide, hey, if I want to try to take this on or not take this on. So when you open those, they do count it as a credit. Right? They go, okay, this person contacted that lead. They count it as a credit. However, if you contact us and you say, hey, that actually wasn't a qualified lead, or hey, I called that person this many times, but never got back to me. So it's unfair, right? It's unjust. You shouldn't be charged for that. So we actually apply that credit back to your balance. It's not because you're already prepaying the 832. They don't go, okay, we're going to take this $64, send it right back to your card. What they do is they go, hey, we're not going to count that against the leads that he's owed. So you'll see that right back in your balance. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so
what,
we won't charge you for
problem,
those. But
the problem
if you
I have with
them.
Them
oh, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No, the problem I have with them is a very similar thing. Mm-hmm. I told them the situation, and they just basically said, no, we're not giving you a credit for that. And I was like, okay, then I'm going to be running into this situation a lot, I'm sure. So just give me a credit for what I have, you know, for the balance of what, because I had given them $1,500 and they'd given me $2,000 worth of credit for, you know, for leads. And I'm not asking for the $2,000. I'm asking for what I had actually given them back. And then they were going to take this lead that was $188 that I could not contact and take it out of that amount. So I was like bitching about that. And then they tell me, well, we're not going to give you a credit for your $1,500 or your $1,200, whatever it is, dollars, $1,188, whatever.
That's still in there.
You have left.
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean? You haven't given me the leads. I haven't gotten the leads. Well, we'll give you a credit for leads.
Yeah, and they'll still give
you
the leads.
You still have that amount for the leads that we're going to give you. And I'm like, no. And it sounds like that's the same thing you're telling me. You know, what I don't want to do is give you $800 and have a dispute with you. And then you say, wait a minute, you know, we'll give you more of these shitty leads. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be shitty. I'm not saying I'm going to have a problem with you.
Right.
But I'm a little gun shy right now. So I don't want to give anybody $800 with the anticipation of getting leads. If you're willing to give me leads, I will pay for the leads as I get them. But I'm not going to give you an advance like I did these assholes. And they've ruined this relationship with us before it even starts. So
I hear you. And I
you
do,
can
I
do that. I'm
black
willing
eye.
To work with you. And if you're not, it's been great talking to you.
I hear you. I think we're going to have to wear a black eye for Home Advisor by Angie's. You know, Google didn't do that to you. I didn't do that to you. But that's not something personal that I have the ability to change. I can't go in there. And that's why I disclosed it with you before I signed up. I said, hey, once you pass your background check, they're going to ask you for 832, and it's going to guarantee you at least 13 leads for that budget. And you were like, yes, let's go ahead.
Well, I don't want to do the background check. So we'll pass on the appointment tomorrow.
Okay, the appointment tomorrow is for your local listing too. So there's two different things that you got. So you don't want to do Google advertising.
I don't want to do the Google
leads.
I don't want to do the leads.
Mm-hmm. So you're out on the lead program?
Yes.
Okay. And then also for the local listing.
Yeah, the local listing I wouldn't mind doing, but I think that was $299 and you discounted it to $199.
Yeah, but that was with us doing the lead.
Yeah, that was us doing both together. You did tell me that. Yeah, I understand that. So basically, it looks like I don't want to do anything.
Okay. So we're just going to cancel the whole thing out then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me contact our finance department.
Okay. Why? Did you already charge my credit card?
Yeah. I charged you earlier today. I sent you the receipt and everything in writing. That's how you got that document. It's because we ran it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see the receipt. I haven't looked at email. I was just looking at
I charged you. I had you on the phone, and then they sent you everything in writing, so that they charged you $449.
Right, but I hadn't signed any contract yet, so.
Right. Yeah, it was just a verbal 3-month commitment that we asked for, and then there's everything sent over to you in writing as well.
Right.
Give me 1 second here. Super unfortunate.
Yeah, that you told me that $250 was for the application fee.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, well, I haven't filled out an application yet.
I know. So, no, I'm just saying it's frustrating on my part. I just did all the work on it already. And
yeah,
I felt like
apologize.
I disclosed it, and I wasn't hiding anything from you, but now it's like, hey, I don't want to do that. So.
Well, if you were me, would you? I mean, seriously,
yeah.
I mean,
yes. Well, advertising, look at the guys that are up there now.
What guys?
The guys that are on the first page of Google in the Google Verified section.
Yeah.
They're doing it, right?
They're paying for their leads as they go. They're not giving money in advance to get
leads.
That's
incorrect. No, that's incorrect. Because that's a blanket. Okay. That's blanket across the board. That's not
that's
like
the
something.
Policy?
Yeah, you're not going to go find a company that's going to allow you to prepay leads through Google. Google, that's how Google runs the system. Yeah. And then you have a balance in your account dashboard. It's not something.
Okay, can I get the wording in the contract changed to say if I don't make actual contact with the lead, I don't have to pay for it? I doubt you could do that.
I don't know if I could change it. Let me go into your...
I don't want to sign a contract that's saying if I never speak to the person, mm-hmm. if I can never contact them in any way, shape, or form. This is no offense. I'm not saying this about you, but mm-hmm. I could be being scammed. You know, I could be getting leads from people that don't exist, you know, and I'm trying to contact them and I can't and I got to pay for those leads.
Yeah, I hear you, Max. And I don't know. I know you were saying you're a little older, so I'm trying to like take my step back instead of being like, "Hey, come on, guy, I sent you this stuff," you know. But if you do go to your text messages, one thing I always try to do, just as a professional, is to
my text. I saw the text. I didn't see the emails.
Gotcha. Okay. In the text messages, though, one of the first things I sent mm-hmm. you right above where I sent my phone number and my direct extension and everything.
Right.
There's a link in there, and it tells you, is local/a Google partner, right? And it'll tell you flat out from Google themselves, right? Yes, these guys are partnered with us. So it's as
close. No, I saw that. I looked at that.
Okay. But that means that it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly. So that's what that means is that anybody else that you see on that first page has the same agreement you have, had to go through the same background check and everything. It's literally the exact same agreement. It's
they're not all getting leads though.
If they're a Google guaranteed, they are 100%.
Right.
The sponsored
right.
guys at the top, Google verified, Those guys are doing pay per lead. And so they have the same stipulations. That's why it's auto-generated. That's why the background check form is auto-generated. And I'm not manually piecing together each individual agreement. As we push in a queue, put the business owner in there, we register it with them, and we submit, hey, they want this campaign. They send you the documents. So none of that is going custom tailored to you other than me going in there and adding or subtracting certain products and features, and I have the ability to change the invoice on there. But the way the program is set up, every single guy you see up there on the first page that's benefiting from the Google and getting the leads on a regular basis, same thing. Some of them will actually increase their budget to where it's like, okay, I'm going to put a 30 lead balance up there instead of 13. 13 is just the minimum. Sometimes they put it up to like 30 a month and they'll pay that balance and then the leads come through that way. If they have a problem with the leads, Google allows you to just go ahead and file a dispute for the lead. It goes into a review. It takes 24 hours. They just review it and see what happened there. Oh, I never contacted them. They could see in the tracking system, hey, he never made contact with them, and they just put the balance back in there. They could see you made these calls and they didn't go through. They have all the recordings in there already. So the business owner can't cheat the system.
Well, no, according to what I read, and again, this is very important to clarify because it says if I text them, if I remember right, if I voicemail them, if I leave a message, it seemed like I was thinking of any kind, that means I've made contact with them. And that, in my opinion, is not making contact. By leaving somebody a message, that's not making contact. So if I don't, and when I spoke to you, if you recall, and you may not, and I would understand.
I do. Yeah.
I said, I want to visit, we can look at it. I want to actually speak to someone. If I speak to a live person, and in my mind, okay, I'm actually talking to a potential customer, I'm good. If I pay for that lead, no questions asked, no matter what happens, I don't care. If he says to me, hey, you're 5 minutes late, I just contracted with this other guy, or I've made enough appointments, I don't want to bother with you, I'm happy, I'm good. But if I never talk or communicate in any way, if the guy doesn't text me back, if he doesn't call me back, if he doesn't email me back, I hope you would agree, but if you don't, that's fine. I have not made contact with that person, okay, in any way, shape, or form. So I don't even know that person is real. I don't even know he exists. So I don't feel like I've made contact with them. So I said I want to actually speak to someone. That's why I love the fact when you guys call and you're on the phone or you've sent the phone call to me, I can actually answer the phone and talk to them. I don't want them to get a message from me. I want to speak to these people, and I'm willing to take the time out and allocate my time to answering the phone.
100%.
And that's just the way I feel. So I know that if I try to get a lead credited with you, and again, it's more important with Angie because Angie's leads are $200. You know, your leads are $50, whatever.
Yeah, there's 64 is the max.
But regardless, you know, you're not going to want to give me a credit for that lead. I can tell you right now, they're going to not give me the credit, and I'm going to be furious about it like I am with Angie about
situation. That's where we're wearing a black eye for them, and that's not how Google operates. The reason your lead fees are so high is because you got that middleman in there, and the middleman's also going, hey, we've already took that money, spent that money, we don't want to reimburse you that money. They don't care
from
about
five
their,
people.
Yeah, exactly. They don't care about your long term. With Google, they would rather be with you long term than to get a $200 lead today, right? There's more money in us saving the relationship with the business owner than it is to just say, there's more business owners out there, we're keeping this, goodbye. Right.
Right.
So verbatim, I have a live chat open here, and this is also public too. You can Google this too. I put in Google Verified is clicking on a client's info, making contact as a charge lead. It says in Google Guarantee or Google Verified, a charge lead is triggered when the user makes contact. It says bold letters, makes contact.
Okay, but real quick, John, they consider making contact leaving a message.
It keeps going. Hold on. Be patient with me, right? With your business directly through the ad, not simply by clicking on it to view information. That's the next part, okay? Now, here's a breakdown of what constitutes a charged lead. There's three parts of this. First one, phone calls. A call lasting over 30 seconds, okay, to the tracking number in your ad. So that means you're talking to somebody for longer than 30 seconds.
What about leaving a message?
The next one, messages. Text messages are emails that are sent through the LSA platform, okay? So that means there has to be interactions from both of you going through there, right? You're talking to them, they're talking to you, right? There's response there, okay? And you could still dispute all of these, right? I'll get to that at the end, but let me go through the next part. Booking requests. Appointments booked directly through the ad. So if they went in there and you have the option for them to go ahead and book with you and schedule an appointment, and they go in there and schedule the appointment, and then you make contact, right? Makes contact in bold. Then you will get charged a lead fee. Key takeaways. No charge for clicks. Simply clicking on your ad to read reviews, see your phone number does not cost you money. So them clicking on it, or nor you clicking on the lead, right? So there has to be a communication, whether it be text message or phone call or a booking request, in order to trigger a charge. All charges are disputable, dispute options. If a contact is made and is not deemed a valid lead, whether by end user or by business owner, you can dispute the charge within the Google Verified program portal and get your credit back. Okay. And then there's an action required section. You only pay when a potential customer initiates a conversation such as a call or a message. So what they're looking for is not just you clicking on things back there. Is there somebody responding to you on the other side before you even
okay.
come to the charge?
So let me
understand. Make sense?
Yes. So let me understand. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is if I get a phone call and I talk to someone, I'm paying for that lead. Okay.
Right.
I understand that.
You
could
still dispute them though.
Right.
If you deem it was like, hey, I talked to this person, yes, but this person was not even looking for what I do. Like it wasn't even.
Oh yeah. No,
lead.
I understand that. I understand that. But let's say they're a person that they say, hey, listen, I'm only making three appointments. You're the fourth guy. I'm sorry. And I'm good with that. You know, I'm not going to try and get, I'm not going to cry about, you know, losing jobs or losing appointments or,
but you know what I'm
going to cry about. I'm going to cry about, hey, I told the guy on the phone today, I said, I called back this person as soon as I was notified I had a lead within 2 minutes. They record all this stuff just like you guys do. I say, look at the time that you sent me the lead and the time I called back. Because you call through their system, like I guess we can call through your system, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. You could call
yeah,
through
okay.
the system. You'll have
so
your own
I called
Google
within
voice number.
2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I called. I left a message. Then I texted him, and then I emailed him with all within 3 minutes of getting the phone call or getting the message that I had a lead. Okay. So I tell the guys that. And I said, in the meantime, you know, it's been 2 days. I've called him multiple times and, there's been no contact. And they were like,
right.
So that's fine. You know, we're not going to credit you that lead.
Max, that's why I'm putting the emphasis on it. And that's kind of the emphasis Google puts on it. And the same thing I told you before we signed up makes contact. You keep saying, didn't make contact. Got charged anyway, didn't get my leads. That's Home Advisor by Angie's. Google is makes contact. So you try to reach out to them, you don't make contact, that doesn't matter, right? And, the reason they do that is because you can't get a dead phone number and get charged for it through Google. If you get a dead phone number and you try to reach out and there's no contacts there.
No, I understand the dead phone numbers. What I have the problem is in writing, mm-hmm. in what I read,
mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see what you're reading.
Yeah.
Because what I read, it says,
this right here.
If I leave a voicemail, mm-hmm. that is a chargeable lead. Unless mm-hmm. I misunderstood it. Now, when you say the word credit,
has to be make contact. So, like, you can leave a voicemail and they make contact, maybe leave a voicemail back to you. You know, it's like, okay, that there's a communication going on there.
Yeah,
no. If
he leaves a voicemail back, that's contact. If he texts me back, that's contact. If he emails me back, that's contact. Now we're in contact, but if there's no contact,
don't get charged.
And if you can send me something that says what you read to me.
I texted it to you right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll look at that. And then let's keep our meeting for tomorrow.
Okay. This is like law across the board, Max. I want to be clear about that too. Like, I know you worked with like an independent contractor, but the way we're actually a Google partner. So we do everything like by the book. It's not like we're telling you, hey, you have to prepay the lead fees and this guy doesn't. You can't dispute leads and this guy can. There's no individual favoritism or anything. It's just a clear by the book agreement with Google. Also, another thing, in your client interview tomorrow, you can actually opt out of message leads altogether.
What do you mean?
Meaning that you can set it up. I should have just said this in the beginning. It probably would have ended the whole conversation. You could set up your campaign to where you go, hey, if it gets to the point where they're saying, hey, they still want to talk to me, have me call me back, and it goes into that queue, we can actually just put, hey, he's not open to that. It's either a live call or we'll move on to the next one, and you can leave a message with somebody who is willing to accept those leads, because Max is an older guy. He's not going to jump on there at the end of the day, go into the app, and go through those leads, so he probably won't be calling you back if we don't get him on the live call. So you could set up your campaign to where it's like, hey, I only want the live calls. I'm not going to accept the leads that come through message form because I'm 69 years old. I'm not going to get to them anyway. And we could do it that way, too.
So when you say a live call, so they call – mm-hmm. And I'm not available.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a live call? If they leave a message, is that what you're saying? We wouldn't be doing that then.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing that to go to like the message and rely on you calling.
So unless
back.
I speak to them, it would not be considered a lead for me.
Right. Yeah, we could set it up that
way. Okay. No, I want to do that. Yes, right. Absolutely.
But that means pretty much every call that comes through, if you don't respond to it in real time, we run the risk of losing it. You know what I mean? And that could mean less.
But I don't pay for it.
You don't pay for it, right? But you still have that 13 lead balance, right?
So if you paid us, I would lose it, but I don't want to get a message and then try calling them back, and then they never call me back or they never answer the phone.
I get you. Yeah. I know I could have said that earlier and just deaded it, right? But then I'm going.
Oh yeah, we're good.
But I also want to be clear about this too. So if you pay $832, right, and they give you that 13 lead balance or at least 13 leads, and then you're only taking the live leads. Let's say we only connected on two of those live leads throughout the month. You still have that 13 lead balance. It's not going to get to a point where you go, hey, this is actually going so slow because of the way I have it set up and I'm not willing to respond to those leads that I actually want that 11 lead credit back. I just want it back and I don't want to do it anymore, right? Because it's not coming through at the pace that I like. We can only give you the pace on the demographics you're willing to accept, the leads, the type of leads you're trying to accept, and the live calls and everything. So the stipulations that you're putting on it might make it so that they come through a little less frequently, and you might not actually exhaust that $832 for the next 3-4 months. I don't know how long it'll take us to fulfill that. But what it is it's, hey, you pay that, and we're contractually obligated to fulfill the contract there of at least the 13 leads or the dollar amount figure for that $832. Does that make sense?
Right. Okay. But you couldn't call and say, I'm tired of this. I want, you know, my $400 amount that I haven't used yet back.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that because you would actually have like a Google account, like your own Google account, and that balance goes into there. So it's not being withheld within our company. That's actually in a Google profile. So even if you were to go into your own Google profile and go, hey, let's reimburse me for my marketing, it doesn't do that. It literally just, hey, this is your balance. You can exhaust it, and you can make it so, hey, I'm not putting any more money into it. But it doesn't have a section to go, hey, you've used four. There's still $600 in there. Send me the $600 back to my card. It doesn't do that.
So that's exactly what I was trying to do with Angie.
I know. That's why I'm telling you that here now.
Right. No, I appreciate that.
It to be very clear, because I don't want you to run into these hiccups or feel like we're misleading you in any sort of way. So I can I could set it up that way if you want the calls only. And normally if you're doing it with calls and you're responding to like scheduling and text messages, you could probably go through 13 leads real quickly in like a month. You know what I mean? Or less than that. But if it's set up this way, we're only going live calls, and then let's say you're missing calls or things like that, we're not able to put them into the queue.
We have so why are the live calls harder than the rest of them?
Because we're pre-screening these people. So you got to, like, I get on a call just like we're on a call with you, right now?
Yeah.
And the person's saying, okay, this is what I'm looking for. And then we got to go in there and we got to, okay, here's Max. Max does this. He will go here, won't go here. Okay. Might go through a whole set of questions that makes it a qualified lead for you. Get one of those that makes it unqualified. And then we got to go, okay, let's go to the next business. And we try to matchmake them. Then we call the business owner up. And then when we call the business owner, doesn't answer, we go, okay, we can find somebody else. We got this person on the line. They want the Google Guarantee guy. They say they want help, right? So it goes through those queues. You'll lose them. Instead of us sending it to five people and charging all five of you and just saying, good luck, fight for it, we actually get in there and manually kind of pre-screen it and make sure it gets matched up to the one guy.
Yeah.
So the guy that's paying the lead fee is not going, oh, I just got charged a lead fee for nothing. That's the whole point of Google Guarantee.
Right.
That's why I told you they designed this after hearing about the stuff that was going on with HomeAdvisor by Angie's and going, hey, those guys are probably going to end up getting shut down by the Federal Trade Commission. Well, why did they sign up for it in the first place? And then we hear them out. And they were hearing business owners out for like 5-6 years before they actually designed this campaign and launched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's why I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but so, it protects you as a business owner. It also protects the consumer because you pass a background check. They know you have your insurance. We've eliminated all the legwork for them. So now they could just hire a window guy through the Google program knowing that all the hard part was done for them. It's just a matter of scheduling and making and paying the money, getting the job
done. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to do that for both sides over here. That's what you're paying the lead fee for is we're making sure they're good, you're good, and it fits, and then we match you guys up together, and you guys take it from there.
Okay.
Make sense?
No, yeah. I mean, if you know, it's just hard to sign something that says one thing, and then you know, you're telling me it's another thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I will look at what you sent me in the meantime before tomorrow. Yeah.
It might be a little misleading there, but if you go to your text messages, I'm going to go through the form too there and see it exactly how you're seeing it.
I can read it to you if you want. I mean, I can
look
at it right
here. Let me pull it up. I got it right here. I just got to pull it up. Yeah, let me pull it up. So I don't like this. I want you to feel comfortable. I was getting ready to reverse your invoice right now and just refund it in part ways. And I'm like, I like this guy. I was talking about golf and Jake and all kind of stuff. And I just think maybe it was like they made you think that there was someplace out there where you could set it up where you only pay after you get the, you know what I mean? It's just not like that though. Okay. So which section is it here that we're in?
It's just where it says, you know, read, you know, I've got a check that I read. Mm-hmm. The terms and agreements or whatever it is.
At the bottom, right. Okay. There's a lot of different sections on here. It goes over like
seasonal holds and charges. Yeah, the section with the lead, you know, the pay lead.
Okay. Google Workspace, Yelp.
It talks about credits.
Google Verified.
Things that aren't eligible for a credit.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those highlighted.
Okay, so I'm in Google Verified section here. That goes over the following is needed. Your business must have an existing profile with at least 5 reviews. I know you have 3. I already went over that before I signed up. The validity of leads, the ability to dispute leads based on Google's policies only. This part? Valid leads are related to your business, to the services you offer, and can occur when customers find your Google Verified ad on Google. Valid leads can be generated when you receive a text message or email from the customer if certain features are enabled. Right. So you can eliminate that feature altogether and just say, I'm not receiving texts or emails. That's what I was telling you. If you eliminate it, then you're only getting calls and you don't have to worry about getting charged for any of that stuff anyway, because we won't even be. Yeah. So that's an option there. Hopefully I made that clear. You receive a voicemail from the customer. You answer a phone call and speak with the customer. Right. You
right.
receive a missed call.
So you receive a voicemail from the customer. So, okay, that's they're contacting you. Okay, keep going.
Mm-hmm, they're contacting you.
Just go to the reasons that you wouldn't get a credit.
Okay, examples of valid leads that won't be credited.
There you go.
Okay, a customer asks for advice to complete a project related to a service you offer.
That's understood. Okay, I get that.
Okay, a customer canceled a booking or appointment.
I get that.
Okay, a customer was researching potential projects or prices related to a service you offer.
I get that.
Okay, a customer didn't respond to your return call or message.
That's the problem right there.
Okay. So this is saying an example of valid leads that won't be credited. A customer didn't respond to your return call or message.
Right.
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 So there has to be contact made there. So again,
right.
you're not going to be returning calls if we're only doing the live call feature.
Right.
And you won't be doing messages if we're doing the live call feature. So if you set it up that way, like I was saying during the client interview, where
I'm
you only
protected.
Want- Yeah, you're protected. You won't run into that issue at all.
So now when
there
I
there are younger guys like myself who I would like, I know people like to text message. And they might be,
yeah.
hey, could you leave them a message, just tell them to get back to me as soon as possible? Or when we're talking to the lead, just be like, okay, I'm okay with going with this guy. Can you tell him to call me at 2? And then I'll go, okay, I would put you in a queue for him to call you back at 2, but he's saying he's only going to receive the live call. So we could try to call him now, and then you can maybe set the appointment with him at 2. You know, and if they're open to that, then you'll still be able to get those live call ones. But for the ones
yeah.
that are like, hey, just have them call me back, you'll end up missing out on those altogether. So
yeah.
that's why they don't recommend it. But if you want it set up that way, you get it set up that way. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, let's say 45 leads came through throughout the month as an example, and only 5 of them were like, okay, let's do the live call. I don't think that'll happen, but let's just worst case scenario, right? That's why they don't want it that way on their end, because they're going,
yeah.
okay, now it might take us, you know, more than a month to get him just the 13 leads because of how specific he wants the leads. Or if you're like,
right.
hey, I only do installation and I only take the live call, you know what I mean? Then it starts
right.
to kind of narrow them down to where it's like, okay, how long is it going to take us to fulfill that 13 leads? From Google's
right.
perspective, they want to be able to fulfill it quick. You know, if guys
yeah.
are going, hey, I want 20 of them, they want to be able to fulfill that. So
right.
there are ways to customize it, and that's why we do that client interview. But a lot of this verbiage, what I was trying to explain to you too, is it's a blanket statement. It's a blanket statement for everybody that signs up, but you also get that those in parentheses, if you choose this feature, right? And then it goes into it. So you have to keep that in mind as you're going down this, that you're going to be able to customize it to how
right.
you want to do things and what you consider qualified. And that's what makes this program so effective, is we're customizing it to that business. It's
right.
no business is the same across the board. We can't just copy paste them, but we go in there, they all get the same features, they all get the same documents here, and then it tells you in there if you select these features. So that'll happen during the client interview. If you just want the calls and that's how you want it set up, we'll do it
right.
to how you tell us, but I also want you to understand the cons of doing it that way. It's like, hey, it might
yeah.
take longer to stagger out leads too. So I want to be
well,
very-
when you read that mm-hmm. line that we just talked about,
mm-hmm.
do you see what I'm saying though?
Yeah, yeah.
About,
a customer didn't respond
to your
return call or message. I'd be like, what the heck? You know, I tried to follow up with these people. They never got back to me. And then I'm getting charged for it. You know,
right.
I get that 100%. And so some business owners are like, hey, I understand that's the nature of the beast.
It's going
to
happen once in a while, right?
Yeah. But also then we run into business owners like you where it's like, hey, we have the option to just shut down that portion of it altogether and just focus on the live calls if that's only what you're going to consider a qualified lead. So we can still accommodate
right.
you, right? But the flip of the coin that I'm also trying to be transparent about is like that might slow down the pace in which you get the leads because you want them to be very specific and only – get calls instead of, hey, have them call me back when they're available or call me after 2 because I got to go pick up my kid right now or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So it does kind of remove that portion of it. Me personally, I know that the live calls you get are going to be basically 100% deals though.
Yeah.
Because we're,
yeah.
they've already
so
gone through.
How do they determine how many leads I might get? It's going to be based on the area I want to work in, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We can pull data. So they have Google Analytics, it's called. It's free and public. And so we could see how many leads are coming through and what areas and, you know, based on your area that you're selecting to be found in and the services that you provide, they'll get an idea on the flow. But that's why I was telling you, like, keep in mind when you do the search and you see those guys up there, they're not going to be up there every month if they're not making money and it's not making sense to them. So it's like, obviously, it's worthwhile. It's been the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 18 years. It's just you have a very specific way with Google Analytics or the Google Guarantee program that you want it set up. And I was trying to make that clear during our call, too, is like we customize it to you, Max. So if you're saying, hey, I only want the calls, those are what I'm going to consider a qualified lead, then we could set it up that way to where you're only getting the calls and you're only getting charged for calls. And obviously those calls got to go over 30 seconds. So that means there is a legitimate connection. You talk to the person. We heard you talking to the person. The recording has you talking to the person. And it's like, okay.
Right. How does that work? Is there somebody from your company on the line when I get the call, or do they just transfer the call to me?
Yeah, they have it set up to where to transfer, but they wait for you guys to connect. So if you guys connect and we hear that conversation has started, then they just drop off of it. If there's no connect, they'll hang on the line with the customer and try to get them a live connection if that's what they want.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we also want to guarantee the homeowner that when they enroll in this program or they call guys through this program that they're going to get taken care of too, because Google's giving them insurance too. So should something go wrong on your project, Google's actually taking the hit and saying, hey, we referred them to you. So we're accountable there because – you know, I told you Max is trustable, and then this happened, so we're giving them insurance too.
What do they got, like a $2,000 max they can get if there's a problem with a job?
Yep.
Okay.
What is the Google guarantee, and it lays it all out for you.
So does the dealer or your customer, me, get hit with anything if that happens?
Well, I mean, you know, if it keeps happening, like, and they have to pull the insurance to where it's like a problem regularly, they just, you could lose your account altogether. Like, that's why we do the background check and say, hey, like,
you have to weed somebody out, I bet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why we do the background check, you know?
They're not doing
good work. The last 7 years, I've had guys where they just want to buy the leads and then they subcontract all the leads out. And then they end up getting a completely different guy than what they enrolled in the program in. That guy jacks it up, and then they try to pull insurance, and it doesn't work out that way. And
that makes you look bad.
And then they end up getting bad reviews, and Google saying, hey, we're going to go ahead and cut this off. You're not a trusted contractor anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, you just kind of
because you probably watch the reviews too, right? I mean,
100%.
You got to monitor these people.
Yeah, we do try to dispute for you too, you know, and give you a chance to keep the reviews 5-star. Like, we want you to look good and want the customers to keep going to you because that's how Google gets on the lead portion of it. So we try to dispute it for you, but obviously if it keeps happening and it's like, hey, this is more of a headache than it is a success because we got to pull insurance. We're hearing all these horror stories. You know, one person said something bad is one thing. If 10 people are saying something bad,
it's a problem.
Yeah. So at that point, it's better for us to just part ways with you than to keep trying to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. All right, John. Well, thanks for all your help. You talked me down off the ledge. So, if you've done this before, you know, if I hadn't experienced this, I'd be going, nah, come on, man, let's give it a shot. No.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
You're talking Home Advisor. You had success with Google and the other company before.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I get that too, though. You know, my first girlfriend wasn't my wife. I learned from it and learned what I do and don't like, and that's how I found my lady. So.
Yeah.
It's just a part of it.
And I hope you keep feeling that way, brother.
Oh, yeah. She's the best, man. Sweetest person I ever met in my life.
No,
unless
I'm kidding.
I golf whenever I want.
You're a lucky man. All right, thanks again. I'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow, 3 o'clock, I got you locked in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Max.